Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
For an exclusive experience, visit royfield.com and sign up to our newsletter. Now, this will give you access to the live podcast recordings on Zoom, where if you are in the audience, you can engage and ask questions with our expert guests. So join us on this journey of exploration and understanding of the world of politics in the US, in the UK, and globally. Subscribe and sign up today.
It's not been the most exciting choice, and I think certainly on the Democratic side, many would prefer to have a different candidate, but I think even many Republicans would as well. It's a sort of gerontocracy. You've got these elderly gentlemen running who Trump, I think, is 4 years younger than Biden. And so it's not like a dynamic choice that reflects the wider population. It's going to be absolutely fascinating, I think, come the autumn. And then, of course, do we have a repeat of 2020 where one of the candidates doesn't accept the result if it's a close election? But I think the Republican Party is it's become the party of Trump. It effectively is, Trump owns it. I mean, it's almost like his personal fiefdom in a sense.
This podcast is a Royfield Brown production. Find others on iTunes.
All right. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing for the singing of our national anthem.
The United Kingdom is a great country.
Never, never been a good bet to bet against America.
This is Mid-Atlantic, the show where we look at the news and the views from one side of the Atlantic from the perspective of the other. I'm Royfield Brown and I'm in Birmingham, and I've just been to 103 Cornwall Row, one of the highest tower blocks in Birmingham, or office blocks, shall we say, to see a presentation about Super Tuesday. And it was put on by the Birmingham Chambers of Commerce and Industry. And we had Professor Steve Hewlett from Birmingham University, who explained to the audience the intricacies of the campaign this year in 2024, and also how the matchup between Donald Trump and Joe Biden could potentially lead to where we have only the second US president to serve a non-consecutive term. And a special thanks goes out to Dan Harrison at the Birmingham Chambers of Commerce and Industry for inviting me along to the event. Here is my interview with the professor. First are some snippets of his presentation.
This is where basically we stand at the moment going into the autumn, where it's almost even split. And then you've got those five states. And this, I mean, of course, it can't be a surprise on election night. For example, Barack Obama in 2008, I flipped Indiana. So this is some election you're going to hear a lot about. And that is an election that happened in 1892. And the reason that election is relevant, because that's the last time that's the only time a president won a non-consecutive term.
Dr. Steve Hewlett, I've been profoundly depressed, shall we say, Steve, about presidential primaries at the moment. How do you think that they have gone? And do you think that the candidates we have for the Republican side and for the Democrats, i.e. Trump and Biden, represent the two different wings of political thought in American society at the moment?
I think you're right to be depressed. It's not been the most exciting choice. And I think certainly on the Democratic side, many would prefer to have a different candidate. But I think even many Republicans would as well. So sort of gerontocracy. You've got these elderly gentlemen running who, you know, Trump, I think, is 4 years younger than Biden. And so it's not like a dynamic choice that reflects the wider population. And it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out over the next few months. I mean, in the past, there would be a little bit of mystique going on and around Super Tuesday, you know, with who's going to be the big winner of the day. But we know who the candidates are going to be. And so it's only a question of how. So it's sort of like the preliminary rounds of a 12-round boxing match. You know, it's going to come down to round 12 and whether someone gets knocked out or whether it's a split decision again and before we know the result.
What I thought was one of the things that was interesting about your presentation, you talked about actuary tables and the fact that the chances are, and I forget exactly how you said it, but I remember looking at one table and it says at this age, there's a 7% chance that you're not going to make the end of the year.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking maybe that is what makes this interesting, that not only do you have these aging presidential candidates, but also you have one of them which has legal and financial jeopardy. And, you know, if you're betting, the odds aren't out there that Trump will be in effect struck off because he can't pay a bill and or he'll be convicted of something.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Yeah, there's so many different aspects that, you know, in terms of how his legal cases play out, whether they play out before the election or play out after, that would be quite an exceptional moment alone. And then you've got the age factor. There was this recent cartoon in Private Eye where it showed them like at the presidential, at the debate podiums, and there was a third candidate, the Grim Reaper, waiting to see.
But no labels.
Yeah. I mean, that would be quite an unusual election if one of the candidates didn't make it to the... That would be, again, uncharted territory. As an observer, I think it's, even though the danger is obviously it affects us all. So, you know, you sit back and think, well, this is really quite interesting, but actually it has real world consequences. But it is, in terms of the different dynamics, it's going to be absolutely fascinating, I think, come the autumn. And then, of course, do we have a repeat of 2020 where one of the candidates doesn't accept the result if it's a close election? I mean, it's hard to imagine if Trump didn't accept losing in 2020, would he accept losing in 2024? And what will his supporters do? And yeah, so.
One thing we could kind of like move to is what exactly is going to happen to the both parties post this? Because if Trump wins, he'll be termed out. If Biden wins, he's termed out.
Yeah.
Right. And that's if he gets to 86.
And
that's a massive if. Right. So, but let's say Israel, Gaza simmers the way that it does, right? There are no foreign policy big explosions. The American economy continues to do relatively well, not share its bounty with the lowest 80%, but does relatively well in terms of GDP figures. What happens to the Democratic Party? What happens to the Republican Party? going forward?
I mean, certainly 2028 is going to be a very interesting election year because you're going to have obviously all new candidates. And depending on who, I mean, one question is obviously who Trump will pick as his vice president. And should Trump be elected, that person obviously would be in a very proficient position. But same would apply, obviously, potentially to Biden. I don't know about the future parties in general. I mean, I think we're moving away from the kind of traditional political parties and it's becoming people are switching allegiances, although the U.S. is obviously so polarized in terms of like even where people live now in the U.S., the entire neighborhoods have only people that vote a certain way. I think obviously social media has heightened that, those divisions. So there are, I mean, I think the number of independents in the U.S. is growing. And I can see again how political parties are becoming less and less relevant in this age of social media, where politicians can get their messages across and people aren't going out necessarily to events, but they're just checking their phones. And so I could see political parties becoming less and less relevant going forward. But certainly, I think in the short term, like 2028, is going to be fascinating because there's going to be lots of people positioning themselves. You know, I'm sure Ron DeSantis will make a reappearance, and Nikki Haley probably will make a reappearance. Kamala Harris, if Biden is reelected, obviously she would be in a good position. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, is already, in a sense, almost portraying himself as the heir apparent. So, yeah, it's going to be a really interesting period in American politics.
It's really interesting that you said that we could be walking into a period of American history where parties aren't that important. Mm. Bernie Sanders, is he a Democrat? Is he an independent? You got the Squad. You had libertarians running for the Republican ticket before. So that has definitely been a thing. But in a world where media wants to put easy labels on candidates, on politicians, maybe that's the centrifugal force keeping parties together to say, we believe in rah-rah America, so you're Republican. Because I actually think there's a lot in what you say, in that if you were to take Trump before he decided to run, on the issues he's going to run on, many of them traditionally were blue-collar, yes, Democrat, yes, ones. Many of them. Yes. Many of them. So I think there's a lot in what you say.
One of the politicians, interestingly, Trump has praised is Bernie Sanders. Because I think he almost sees Sanders as the left-wing, kind of a left-wing populist who also has challenged hierarchies and traditions and norms, but on the other side. Again, you could see personalities, in a sense, overwhelm political systems. I think the Republican Party is going to, it's become the party of Trump. I mean, it effectively is, Trump owns it. I mean, it's almost like his personal fiefdom, in a sense. And so where that party goes after Trump, because often, you know, when you've got this overwhelmingly populist character, it can destroy institutions and structures and what happens in the aftermath. So the Republican Party, I think, will have interesting questions post-Trump. But there was a suggestion that a lot of Republicans were afraid to criticize Trump and that once he lost, they would be much more willing. But I think it turned out not to be the case because he still had the chance of...
Yeah. And the studies that One America, Fox, Political Ecosystem, Breitbart, etc., which is still lionized him. And it's something which we don't see in UK politics, but because we don't have that media infrastructure, we have it a tiny bit, GB News, but it's nowhere near as entrenched as it is in the States, that it's about fundamentally media time. So you can have people running for office because they've said things on the media, but actually they have no legislative program at all. They're just wreckers.
Yes.
Right. And this is a phenomenon which we don't see in the UK.
I think that is depressing. And that's the point we've reached where it's about personality. It's about culture wars, owning libs, that sort of thing. But not actually, as you said, any kind of legislative policy that might. And then I think that just becomes a bit of a vicious cycle then, because people become so cynical about government because it doesn't do anything. It's just, you know, constant just battles, but nothing is accomplished. And that's the kind of phase I think the American system is in, where it's just, it's all about, you know, that 5-minute segment on Fox News, but it's not about any kind of meaningful change in the wider society. Yeah. It's just, it is like a reality TV show in a sense. And Trump is obviously very good at being a reality TV star. It's probably the best thing he's ever, much better than being a business person. He's very good at being a reality TV star.
Now, he absolutely is the politician for the age and for the times, as much as we don't like to admit it, those of us who, if we could vote in the American election, wouldn't actually vote for him. And as I said to, I spoke to author Ira Shapiro earlier today. He's got a book out about Mitch McConnell. He's written his biography of his Senate career. That actually we need to thank Donald Trump for one thing, which is since 2018 and those midterms, more Americans have voted against him. And that actually, when we say that he's wrecking democracy, no, he's activating people to the power of politics.
Yeah, I think this is why it is good that the Supreme Court ruled the way it did yesterday, where it's not allowing the state to... I think it's up to the voters to decide. Mm. I mean, obviously within reason. I mean, if he's a convicted felon, that's a whole other question. But it would be... You can imagine the outcry if that a state Supreme Court took him off the ballot, and that had an impact, and that would then obviously potentially lead to red states wanting to take Biden, and it just, again...
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, people are voting. I mean, the U.S., the last election had an increase in the turnout.
Absolutely.
People are, in a sense, engaged in the presidential election and even engaged in midterms because of the Roe v. Wade. So there are issues at play. And when issues are at play, people do come out and vote. So there's certainly, you can't accuse Americans of being apathetic, I don't think, because they are engaged. And yeah, so let's give Trump credit. I think Trump is quite a skilled communicator and skilled at realizing, he was, I think, good at realizing the impact of social media and also the importance of television.
Somebody who rambles somewhat incoherently, and when you transcribe what he says, a lot of it doesn't make sense on paper. We know what he means, but when you hear it, and he's absolutely perfectly placed for the Twitter /X/TikTok generation, which is all about short sound bites. And what he has done is break the mold of expectancy, what we expect politicians to say and how to act, which then appears authentic.
Yeah.
So in a world where media speaks directly to you, he's been incredibly powerful.
And I think that then slides us into, I think, one of the really dangerous things about him is he has broken norms continually, but to the point where no one even sees it as abnormal. I mean, there was a period early in his administration where it was like, this is unprecedented. And then it becomes, this is Tuesday. I mean, and I think that is potentially dangerous, that when there are no norms or standards anymore to judge any of this, or that any behavior is acceptable, especially among obviously people in powerful positions, we're in a whole different place. And its implications for all of us, I think.
Dr. Stephen Newland, thank you for coming on to Mid-Atlantic.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.